It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Robbie Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sits down with Senate Insurance Committee Chairman Jason Rapert to discuss the public school employee insurance crisis.
Plus, we'll talk to some of the characters of this year's incarnation of Eureka Springs' Silent City, travel to Fort Smith to learn about the history of Miss Lores, and more.
But first, after 2 weeks of enrollment, State Department of Human Services officials say thousands of Arkansans have taken steps to enroll in the private option health insurance program. Amy Webb with DHS gives us a rundown of the figures.
The Department of Human Services has received through its online portal 1,509 applications for coverage through the private option. And in addition to that, we've received 1,119 telephone and paper applications that came into our county offices. And those applications are cumulative for the first 2 weeks of enrollment.
Webb says those numbers are in addition to the more than 53,000 current DHS clients who returned letters saying they wanted to enroll in the private option program. She says these figures differ from stats from the AR Health Connector web portal.
This is strictly for the DHS portal that we have, accessarkansas.gov. It's the systems where people could go and apply for different public assistance programs online. So the difference here is the state has a site today where people can apply for public assistance programs, and they can also apply for the private option through that program.
Webb says the DHS website primarily targets lower-income Arkansans and the working poor who need health care coverage. Arkansans at higher income levels are encouraged to use the federal web portal, healthcare.gov, to apply and shop for plans.
According to a report released yesterday, state schools do not have equal facilities across the districts. Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says richer districts have college-quality sports facilities, iPads for each student, and television studios, while poorer districts make do with the bare minimum. Jerry Derlikowski of Arkansas Advocates is the author of that report.
Some of our community schools still just have the basic, what we used to call home ec, I think they call it consumer science now, maybe an accounting bookkeeping class, but they don't have all these extra opportunities, and we consider it an opportunity gap that the children in low property wealth areas, and frankly, they're probably the areas of the state that need some of those career training opportunities the worst.
The report offers possible solutions, including greater state spending on educational facilities and fewer tax cuts.
Work-study employees at Northwest Arkansas Community College are returning to work after college officials have secured the funding necessary to pay the hourly wages. Stephen Hines, Director of Communications for the college, says the 51 work-study employees were given furlough notices Friday and suspensions of work began Monday, but college officials have been looking for ways to put students back to work.
In working with the Arkansas Department of Higher Ed and also talking with other college and university leaders, we determined that if funding were available to still be drawn through the system where we access the funds to pay the work-study students, then we could indeed recall them, and we were able to access that system. And so we did notify them yesterday afternoon that they were being recalled effective today.
Though work-study employees have returned to work after being furloughed Monday and yesterday, Hines says the funding for those work-study employees isn't yet entirely secure.
That system is something that is relying upon federal government, and so if the debt ceiling is not raised this week, and potentially the vote is tomorrow, but if the debt ceiling is not raised, there is a chance that those students might have to be furloughed again.
Meanwhile, the University of Arkansas furloughed 19 employees beginning yesterday. Those employees included 8 faculty and 11 staff members who were to receive pay from National Science Foundation, or NASA grants. 10 of those employees received 90% to 100% of their salary from federal funds and will be on full furlough. The remaining 9 will be on partial furlough because they only receive a portion of their salaries from federal funding. The amount of federal funding for those employees ranges between 3% and 67%. According to the university, furloughed employees will receive health benefits through the end of the month, but if the furlough lasts longer than that, they will need to arrange for health care coverage. In addition, 80 students whose work is funded through federal research grants have avoided furloughs for now, as the colleges and departments in question have found alternate funding for those students.
The replacement of a railroad crossing will impede traffic today in Midtown Fayetteville. Workers with the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad will be replacing the rail crossing near the Township Street and Gregg Avenue intersection. Vehicular traffic won't be able to cross the tracks on Township while the work is being conducted.
As has become a seemingly increasing habit for cities in Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville has been named to yet another Top 100 list, this time to the Top 100 Best Places to Live by Livability.com. The website, which ranks quality of life and travel amenities of small and mid-sized cities in the United States, placed Fayetteville at 63rd in the nation, stating that the city scored highly in the areas of education and healthcare, as well as social and civic capital. Topping the list were Palo Alto, California, Boulder, Colorado, and Berkeley, California.
Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 40s. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 66 in northwest Arkansas to 71 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 38 to 44 degrees.